All right, here he is, the sheriff of Allegheny County, Kevin Krause, joining us tonight. And Kev, before we get down to some general stuff, let's start off with the big story from today. Allegheny County Sheriff Kevin Krause says deputies were serving an eviction notice at the East Deer Township house rented by 30-year-old Christopher Edmonds. When they got there, there was no sign of him, but there were three dogs there. Deputies say Edmonds admitted when they reached him by phone that he had left the home, leaving behind the animals for a week, and then hung up. Officials say there was some food left in the home. There was no water available for the dogs. The animals were taken to two different animal shelters. Edmonds is charged with 11 counts of animal cruelty, 8 misdemeanors, and remains at large. This seems to be an alarming trend. Your thoughts, Sheriff? Go ahead.
Yeah, it's certainly alarming when you see cases like this. Unfortunately, there's more cases like this that come to light. But in this case, you were correct. We were executing an eviction order at that residence in East Deer. We went to the residence. There was nobody there. We encountered three dogs, two Rottweilers and a larger white dog. And it was clear that there was nobody in the house. And in order for us to make entry and secure the house, we had to secure the dogs. And it was clear that they were abandoned and left to die by the person we were evicting.
Obviously, we'll continue in the pursuit of apprehending him, and he will have to answer to the fullest extent of the law, and that's good news. But it's just sad when you see these stories. But here's the other reason why I support law enforcement, especially sheriff's departments. And I've said this before, no matter what sheriff or wherever I'm talking to him in West Virginia or in my Beaver County, it's that extra set of eyes. You guys and gals roll up on this stuff all the time, and it really is something that your department does that a lot of people don't realize, those little extra things that go a long way. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, especially when it comes to animals. I mean, we approach everything we do. You know, we try and tailor our response accordingly. And, you know, like last Thursday, we came across these dogs, and you know, there's a notion, well, it's not our problem, but in my office, it is our problem, especially when it comes to animals. And initially, we were told the animals were going to be euthanized, and none of us wanted to hear that. So thankfully, all of us collectively were able to seek help and got some assistance from Animal Friends and another shelter, and we were able to save the lives of the dogs, which was... we're very happy we were able to do that.
Yeah, I've been to Animal Friends. That's an incredible organization. So job well done on that. Now, let's talk about the real reason why you're here tonight. You men and women, what you do every day is exceptional. But you got to be thinking about the future as you're getting ready to obviously hope to get another opportunity to lead. What do you think the future of law enforcement is going to be 4, 5, 10 years down the road, Sheriff?
Well, I think, as people know, it's ever evolving. You know, law enforcement and policing has evolved rapidly over the last few decades. And I think any law enforcement director, it's a priority to make sure that, you know, they're on top of these, you know, changes in law enforcement and ideologies, and, you know, make sure that you hire the right officers and, you know, in our case, sheriff's deputies, and you train them, and you want to attract and you want to retain good employees, and then make sure they have the best practices of training that's available, and arm them with the tools to address situations, not only, you know, with compassion, but, you know, with safety in mind.
You know, the other thing that sheriffs do, and I go way back, this name may not mean anything to you, but he eventually would become a federal marshal, Frank Policaro. Early as a broadcaster, I covered the Beaver County Courthouse, and I got to see what these deputies did every day, transporting prisoners back and forth, going out on calls, the extra set of eyes, coming off the interstate if somebody needed help in a certain community in Beaver County. So my question to you is, how do you keep it out there, promoting it, meaning the sheriff's department, so you have young people who are in high school now who are thinking about a career in law enforcement to maybe someday want to ascend to become a deputy in a sheriff's department? How do you promote your office for future members of the rank and file?
Well, I think it starts with transparency, recruiting efforts. I think it's inherent that a law enforcement agency needs to showcase what they do. And the good, the bad, the ugly, there's a lot of good. And, you know, people are looking for that. I think it's a very rewarding profession. Although, you know, there's times it's very challenging. But I think just showing people what we do, we do a lot that people don't know about. And I think it's important to make sure you communicate and you showcase, you know, your activities and your functions of what you do and the results and outcomes of, you know, those positive efforts.
Listen, you got that first session under your belt. You obviously filled the shoes of a great member of law enforcement, my dear friend Bill Mullen. So let me ask you, was it everything you thought it would be, or was there a lot more to it than you thought there would be?
No, I had a pretty good idea of, you know, when I ran and what the job entailed. I've been with the sheriff's office now for over 11 years and had a front row seat. And, you know, I definitely wanted to run and, you know, I was successful in an election and, you know, I've completed a term and I'm looking to continue our successes and things that we've done into a second term. I'd love to tell you about them. I just don't have enough time, but the sheriff's office is very busy. I didn't know how busy the sheriff's office was till I got here and everything that they did. It's a very important, and it's, you know, public safety and community service are very critical to our functions and activities that we provide to communities throughout Allegheny County.
Sheriff Kevin Crowell stopping by for a little conversation tonight with your Pride Pack on KDK. Before we let you go, Sheriff, you know, you've built great relationships too with other counties and other sheriff's department, and I think that is crucial. One of the narratives, I think, and I mentioned this just before you coming on because we were talking about a number of issues, and I simply said, we've got to change the narrative in our country where we've got to support members of law enforcement. Don't look at just the edited piece of a video while they're trying to apprehend someone that goes viral to make them look bad. There's good and bad in everything. But more importantly, people have to have a line of communications, whether it's the sheriff's department, the Pittsburgh police, the Pennsylvania State Police. You have to start looking at police officers, men and women, that are there to help you, correct?
Yeah, relationships probably is one of the most critical things that law enforcement should foster and build. I mean, those are principal to what we do and our successes. And, you know, certainly we make that a priority to make sure we have good partnerships with, you know, all members and agencies throughout, you know, the county and the region.
I got to ask you one last question. Going back to our beloved love of animals, how about these canines? Have they not made a difference in law enforcement? Pretty amazing, right? Where'd he go? We lost him. Hopefully he'll call us back. But if not, that's okay. I can handle it. Look, I got to tell you, so years ago, I'm in the studio one night, and Dr. Michael Hutchinson, who I did a show with for 10 years, we had a connection with some members of law enforcement, and we actually got them in studio with some of these dogs. And it was incredible. Some of the things that we were able to see these dogs do, fantastic. So I've got a lot of love for the canine units that are really such a big part of our country. And I want to thank Sheriff Kevin Crowell for stopping by tonight. Great interview. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. Lots more to get to tonight with your Pratt Pack on KDKA. All right. He called back because I didn't want people to think I hung up on you, Sheriff. So it's great to have you back. Just let me. That's OK. It's the world of Rob Pratt. If it can go wrong, it'll go wrong. But let me just ask you this. I mentioned about canines going into the break and you didn't get a chance to answer. Just talk about what a difference those four-legged friends have done for the business of law enforcement. Go ahead.
Yeah, we have five dogs in our canine unit. We have two German Shepherds that are duly trained in explosive detection and patrol. We have one in narcotic detection and patrol. We have a bloodhound that's strictly a tracking scent dog. And we have a facility dog that we use for therapy purposes in the courts. And we also take Lassen's, the name of the dog, for therapeutic reasons. We take that dog out into the community as well, Children's Hospital and other places.
Well, in closing, my son has a 6-year-old Australian Shepherd, a rescue dog, and we mentioned animal friends, and I think about the Humane Society back home. I guess we should just simply say, if you can make room for that that pet that needs a home, it's a great way to make some love be felt in your home when you adopt a pet, correct?
Correct.
All right. Hey, listen, what actually made you want to become a member of law enforcement? Maybe some young person hearing this right now may hear you and your quick story and think, hey, that sounds like a good idea. What was it that made you want to get into law enforcement? You remember?
Yeah, I was in high school, and I actually wanted to be a veterinarian. And then that changed after a year or two. And I just got to know the police officers in my community and listened to their stories, got to know them. And I thought it was pretty cool. And I got into it and I really liked it. And you know, 30 some years later, I wouldn't change it for anything. It's a wonderful, profession. I enjoy the challenges of it. And you know, people say helping people out, but that can you know, boil down to a whole lot of different ways of helping people and providing justice and sometimes, unfortunately, closure for people as well. But if I have two more minutes, I just want to let know that after we got disconnected, I just was notified that that individual's in custody, and he's going to be charged with those animal cruelty charges. We just arrested him. So,
well done. Well done. Listen, keep up the great work. I appreciate you and your officers, and you're such an important part of this community that I call my home away from home. And if you ever need anything, reach out, okay?
All right, Rob. Thank you for having me.
There he goes, Kevin Krause. So you see, it was worth him calling back. Sometimes the stars are aligned, right? I do want to say this, though, very quickly, and that is when I look at what these men and women of law enforcement do every day, it's overwhelming to think that anybody can see nothing but good. And there are always a few bad apples, all right? And especially at times that it's frustrating when you see it, when you least expect it. But there is just too much good to not promote law enforcement. That's why I believe we have to change the narrative. We've got to change our thought process on how we approach things, because we need to get respect back into our everyday vocabulary. We need to start respecting people more. I had a listener say just a little while ago, you know, Rob, your blood pressure, step back, you know, quiet, relax, enjoy life. You've worked hard, basically. And then I had another person say, don't scream, just relax, it's all good. Listen, if I'm not passionate about what I do, then I'm not going to do it anymore. If I can't come to this radio station ready to just go at it, then I'm going home. Look, I'm not working because I have to. I'm working because I love what I do. I'm passionate about what I do. I love the business of communication. You know, it's like that last mile in a marathon where everybody says you can't make it. You've got blisters on your feet. The pavement is so hot, it's actually wore away the bottom of your tennis shoes. I've been there. But you keep moving, you keep grinding, you keep punching, you just go, go, go until you have nothing left. Because even if you don't succeed, the most important thing about life is that at least you tried. You know, when you see members of law enforcement, and we see them every day, right? Going in and out of a Sheetz or a Get-Go, or they're driving through your neighborhood, you don't really notice it until you need them or they're behind you with the flashing red lights, right? But do you understand how many men and women through the years and those incredible canines have laid their life down? Amen Corner, something that I was so blessed to be a part of for many years, but actually had a chance to be a presenter with former Commissioner Larry Dunn not too long ago. And I am coming back. I don't know if it's by popular demand, but I am coming back. And I'll be a part of that dais again. It's for fallen officers and memories and the memorial on the North Shore and everything that it's about. I just can't begin to tell you, you've got to think about the big picture. And when somebody tries to feed you negative about law enforcement, you got to just walk away. Walk away. Unless it involves you or your family or a friend, you got to walk away. Because I want you to think about how many through the years, just in our region alone, have given their life protecting us. We all have hard jobs. Don't get me wrong. We all do tough things in our life. But none of us that are not members of law enforcement can even understand what these officers go through. Every single day they go they don't know if they're coming home. You know, I just have been having thoughts lately about how many years I've been traveling an hour each way to work. And I've been so fortunate. No accidents to speak of. I'm upright. I've come at all hours of the night to this radio station. And when we were downtown on little sleep, pushing, grinding, helping, always being there. I've been fortunate. But all I need to do is get some sleep and be ready for when it's my time to go on the air. But imagine if I had to go to work or you had to go to work every day thinking that this could be the day. And I have talked to officers, many who have been in positions where guns have been drawn. Officers who've been wounded, Dom Costa, Bill Mullen during his days as a detective. Some of the stories he told me back in the day, Bob Minor, Allegheny County Homicide Police, Charlie Moffitt. Let me tell you, I can't imagine. I can't imagine. Georgie David, dear friend of mine, love Georgie David from Aliquippa, former Aliquippa police officer, Sheriff Tony Guy, incredible work. Frank Policaro. I mean, I've heard these stories. And every time I see a police cruiser or I see an officer, a man or woman in a badge, a uniform, I'm grateful. And I just want each and every one of you to know we, and as long as I have a heartbeat and I have a microphone or a social media platform, I will always promote the greater good when it comes to law enforcement. I know there'll be those along the way that will ruin that narrative because they'll do something wrong, but that's life. And even those officers who may have done wrong, who have got back on the right path, I commend you. And it's one of the reasons why we have to find a way to create jobs and quit talking about affordable housing and make it affordable because their paycheck makes it affordable. Because we have to continue to pay police officers a livable wage. When I see some of them with the Velcro badges that are going from one township to another municipality working 16 hours a day to make ends meet, it's shameful. It's absolutely shameful. I'm telling all of you right now, we have to figure a better way in America to get back on an even playing field. I shouldn't be talking in 2025 about finding funding for police departments or, hey, the numbers are going down because nobody wants to be a police officer anymore. Teaching numbers are going down because nobody wants to be a teacher anymore. That's absurd. And we have these great jobs in the building trades that are paying big money. All you got to do is apply within. We've got to get young people wanting to get pumped up and get excited about opportunities in America and about building things. Taking pride in your community. Working together. Going to your place of worship. Spending time with your family. Going to work every day. Bringing home the bacon, as we like to say, so you can gather with your family and create memories in that affordable house that was affordable to you because you had a paycheck that made it affordable. Look, they can continue to throw curves at me. They can knock me down. They can step on me. But I'm going to keep getting up, and I'm going to keep shouting to the mountaintop, we have to change the narrative in this country. We are the citizenship. We are the ones that elect our officials. Let's not look at for them to change our way of life. Let's make them force a better way of life by finding the answer. And that answer has always been jobs. Good quality paychecks that are pumped into each and every community every 2 weeks. That's the difference maker. So how many of you agree with me that we've become soft in America? We've lost our way. We're not respectful about things that we need to be respectful for anymore. All of the headlines that I've been talking about since we hit the airwaves tonight, it all goes back to R-E-S-P-E-C-T. We need to start respecting each other, respecting God, respecting our country and that Constitution and our democracy. And make no mistake about it, we are the decision makers in this country.